January 7, Daily Stoic. The seven clear functions of the mind. The proper work of the mind is the exercise of choice, refusal, yearning, repulsion, preparation, purpose, and assent. What then can pollution and clog the mind's proper functioning? Nothing but our own corrupt decisions. Epictetus, Discourses, 4.11.6-7. Let's break down each one of those tasks. Choice, to do and think right. Refusal, of temptation. Yearning, to be better. Repulsion, of negativity, of bad influences, of what isn't true. Preparation, for what lies ahead or whatever may happen. Purpose, our guiding principle and highest priority. Assent, to be free of deception about what's inside and outside our control, and be ready to accept the latter. This is what the mind is here to do. We must make sure that it does and see everything else as pollution or a corruption. A Year with C.S. Lewis. Damned nonsense. If you do not take the distinction between good and bad very seriously, then it is easy to say that anything you find in this world is a part of God. But, of course, if you think some things really bad and God really good, then you cannot talk like that. You must believe that God is separate from the world and that some of the things we see in it are contrary to His will. Confronted with a cancer or a slum, the pantheist can say, if I could only see it from the divine point of view, you would realize that this also is God. The Christian replies, don't talk damn nonsense, for Christianity is a fighting religion. It thinks God made the world, that space and time, heat and cold, and all the colors and tastes, and all the animals and vegetables are things that God made up out of His head, as a man makes up a story. But it also thinks that a great many things have gone wrong with the world that God made, and that God insists, and insists very loudly, on our putting them right again. From Mere Christianity. 1955, Lewis takes up residence in Magdalen College, Cambridge. Jesus Calling. It is impossible to praise or thank Him too much. As it is written, He inhabits the praise of His people. Sometimes your adoration is a spontaneous overflow of joy in response to radiant beauty or rich blessings. At other times, your praise is more disciplined and measured, an act of your will. He will dwell equally in both types of praise. Thankfulness also in a royal road to draw near to Him. A thankful heart has plenty of room for Him. When you thank Him for the many pleasures He provides, you affirm that He is God, from whom all blessings flow. When adversity strikes you, thank Him anyway. Your trust in His sovereignty is a showpiece in invisible realms. Fill up the spare moments of your life with praise and thanksgiving. This joyous discipline will help you live the intimacy in His presence. For Thou art holy, O Thou that inhabits the praises of Israel. Psalm 22:3. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Psalm 146:1-2. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5:18.